AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will testify before Congress today for the first time since the Iran war began. The House Armed Services Committee will focus on the Trump administration's 2027 military budget. Democrats are expected to ask about the war's costs and the huge drawdown of critical munitions. Also today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments over the Trump administration's push to end legal protections for migrants fleeing war and natural disaster. The government is appealing lower court orders that blocked the Department of Homeland Security from quickly ending temporary protected status for people from Haiti and Syria. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted again. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
This time, the indictment is over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach.
And this indictment stands out because of the name of the defendant.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the shells made out the numbers 8647, a threat to the president.
His alleged conduct is the same kind of conduct that we will never tolerate and that we will always investigate and regularly prosecute.
86 is a slang for getting rid of or throwing out. Donald Trump is the 47th president. Comey, who was fired by the president, has said it was a political message, not a threat. Speaking to Fox News last year, President Trump disagreed.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination.
Comey was indicted in September on separate charges. The case was later dismissed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump is moving to allow copper mining at the edge of a Minnesota wilderness area. AP correspondent Jennifer King has the story.
President Trump has signed a resolution lifting a Biden-era ban on mining in part of the Superior National Forest, clearing the way for a Chilean company to begin applying for permits. For years, Twin Metals LLC has been eyeing the area in northern Minnesota for a mine. Core samples show a bright ribbon of copper, nickel, and other precious metals buried in the bedrock. And the company says lifting the moratorium could strengthen mineral supply chains. But the location is upstream from the protected Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Ingrid Lyons with the group Save the Boundary Waters says it's a stark warning call for public lands nationwide and that the iconic recreation area needs to be protected. The company still needs multiple permits before it can dig, and environmentalists are expected to challenge every step of that process in court. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.